whatever you want. That's the point of the program. We launch here into the third hour of this show. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Actually, there was a news story last night that we didn't get a chance to get to. Maybe we will tonight. It's about the founder of the Pirate Bay and the detention conditions that he is facing in Sweden after having been arrested in, was it Phnom Penh? I think it was. I don't remember exactly. It was Cambodia.
Yeah, I think it was Phnom Penh.
Yeah. So we'll get to that if we get a chance, but your calls come first. And for those of you just tuning in, last hour we reported on a Fox News live television report that they did on a traffic chase that was going on in Arizona, where the man who was being chased got out of his car, ran away, and put a gun to his head, blew his brains out on national TV. Fox Shepard Smith got on the air after that and apologized for it. And, Nemi, you and I agree. We said that he should not have apologized.
No, I don't think so.
That, and, Mark, you say that as long as they're going to show the car chase from the beginning, they might as well show it all the way to the end.
I think that the car chase itself is prurient. I mean,
yeah.
The suggestion is that showing
suicides... Isn't that what Fox does? I mean, they kind of pander.
I think they all do, to some extent.
Right.
I mean, there's these shows, Max TV, and these video shows where they show 10 worst car chases. I mean, this is what this is. It's prurient TV. And what's the difference in a car chase that puts everybody's life in danger and a car chase where somebody dies?
Over the last few years, I know there's been a move toward not engaging in high-speed chases.
I think that it's a good move, and I think that there should be fewer of them.
Absolutely.
Especially if there's a helicopter on the car.
You're putting innocent people in danger anytime one of those high-speed chases is going on, and that's not worth it. Catching that guy for whatever it is he's done, probably some drug dealer or something like that, but catching that guy for whatever he's done isn't worth putting an innocent family or an innocent motorist in jeopardy as a
result. So the cops are on their tail, and they've shown the propensity to run with the black and whites with the gumballs going, weir, 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 weir. They're going to continue to run faster and faster because they think they can get away.
Let's go to Paul. He's in Indy and hung through the news break there to continue his comments. Paul, go ahead with your thoughts. You're listening to WXNT.
I just think that maybe there's a boundary they're trying to establish or maintain. Not to be a Fox News apologist, but just the fact that maybe they're trying to be conscious of possible or actual sensitivities of the viewing audience by apologizing for that. So I can understand why they would want to apologize. I understand what you're saying, why even tape it in the first place, but... that's why I understand them apologizing for it. I wouldn't want that to be shown either.
Yeah, I get that it's something shocking and new, but the fact that they show the car chases at all is really what the problem is.
Would you object to them showing the police running him down and beating him?
I wouldn't want to see. Well, I wouldn't want to see that either because that has kind of almost encourages vigilante-type mentalities, I would think, but, you know.
Well, I don't know if that encourages vigilante mentalities, but everybody's got their opinion, right, about what they see.
The Werther effect, or whatever it is quite well known.
What is this?
This is copycat suicides. This is, if there's a big, high-profile suicide, oftentimes there will be copycat suicides that go on afterwards. I mean, it happens.
I don't think anyone is going to engage in a copycat suicide that wasn't already considering suicide anyway.
I couldn't say.
You know, I've seen a documentary on the Golden Gate Bridge, and that's something considered something of a mecca because of its quote unquote effectiveness as a suicide destination. There's also another one in Japan, if memory is serving, as it's like the number one suicide place in the world. And I think that if anyone, I think it's more the shock value of seeing someone drop dead on television, but I'm also reminded of a Dennis Leary joke. It said that people were glued to their TVs because they were watching one day and they saw John F. Kennedy shot on live television. You know, now we have the 5 or 7 or 10 second loops on film, or we have it here on the radio as well. But I think, you know, to gloss over or to speak to the shock and say, acknowledge that it's a shocking thing that just happened.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
one thing, but to apologize is something completely different.
I agree. And, you know, Paul, if you don't like it, then you don't have to watch, right? Like, nobody forces anybody to watch the car chase, watch it all the way to the end.
Paul didn't say that. You can say, if somebody doesn't like it, then they don't
no,
have
Paul,
to watch.
No, Paul, you said you didn't like the idea of this being shown at all.
Well, right. Yeah, because of how you described it. Why even shoot our roll tape on the car chase? You know,
right. So Paul doesn't like this, but that's the thing. It's news coverage, and news coverage by its nature is going to have disturbing stories. It's going to have, you know, things that you otherwise wouldn't really want to hear about in your daily life. And that's just kind of part and parcel of the news. And there's all kinds of, you know, non-offensive programming that is available on the 100 or so television channels, or 400 or however many they have these days. I don't have TV. But you know, you're always free to choose another program to watch. I think that, I don't know if I agree with Mark, that this isn't news. It certainly is something that's happening. It's something that's it's unique. It's something that is affecting people's lives.
There are cable channels and just channels dedicated to police chases, etc. In some markets, I know I've heard about that.
Really?
Yeah. I will
24-hour police chase channels?
Yep. Absolutely. There have been shows dedicated to it.
Thanks,
sure.
Paul, for your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the news is what it is, and I agree that they shouldn't be apologizing for showing the news. We shouldn't have, you know, and the news agencies know that the nicey-nice news, as much as people say they want it, they don't want it. People, you know, they say, you guys are always reporting negative stuff to the news agencies. This is a common complaint.
That's what sells.
Right. That's why people tune in, because they don't care if it's Bertha's 100th birthday. That's not that interesting compared to, you know, somebody getting shot.
If the car news, if the car chase was news, then the suicide after the car chase is news.
Absolutely,
as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
In the same way that, you know, what I thought very, very interesting with this band that was hollering in church over in Russia.
Pussy Riot.
Pussy Riot.
Pussy Riot. Was I loved just watching all the different news channels just say Pussy Riot and over and over again. And, you know, I'd watch their faces to see if they could just hold it completely straight. And most of them did a really great job. Mm. But, you know, what would they have done if this the name of this band was F-Stick? I don't know what they would have done.
And the band with the name that we can't say on the air.
Right.
Right.
I mean, they can say Pussy Riot on the air. Can they say F-Stick? I don't know.
In the name of news, you should be able to.
Right. Journalism.
You can.
Right.
This is news. If it was news that a band named Pussy Riot yelled in church in Russia and got put in jail for 2 years over it, and I think it is news, then it should be news if a band named F-Stick says it in Russia and yells in church and gets 2 years. As far as I'm concerned, it's news. And if it's news, it's news.
Andrew's on the line in Seattle. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Yes, Andrew. Hello, guys. How are you this evening?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I keep hearing you guys talk about this television incident, and you know what I can't help voice a little bit of my viewpoint on this matter, because frankly, I see television as kind of a specific neural programming device that operates at a specific frequency to intercept the neural pathways of the human brain. It is a very specific device. It has a very specific function, and it plays a role in society to provide people a way to live out their life almost vicariously through whatever they see on the screen.
Okay.
My whole thing with these types of conversations when it comes to what's shown on television is that, of course, the only thing it's going to ever show you is stuff that is completely contrived, designed. We have to realize that every media company comes back to three people. Every company that you see on television.
Yeah, I think that's a conspiracy theory, and I don't think there's truth to it. Let's talk more, though, about it. Hang on. At least the part about it's three people that own every media company, because I don't... Mark, does somebody own Free Talk Live?
Well, he's going to say that we're not a major media company.
Oh, he didn't say me. He didn't say me. Oh, okay. He said every media company. He didn't say every TV company.
Well, we'll talk to him about it.
855-453. So, Andrew, more with him in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill? Guaranteed to deliver real results. Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-923-9429. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-923-9429. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-923-9429. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-923-9429.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1778.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.2182, $9.1091 for a half ounce, or $4.5546 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.2182, $9.1091, and $4.5546.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. 855-453. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. They are free for you, including the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's because the chat room built into the same page. So once again, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's free.
Bitinstant.com is a way for you to get bitcoins. You know, Bitcoins are a new online currency, and we talk about them here on Free Talk Live a lot. If you need to find out more about them, go to weusecoins.org. But if you want to get some, go to BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com has more than a million locations around the globe, 30 countries. And you can get it's the fastest, easiest way to get your Bitcoins. Even if you do have a problem, I've seen a friend who had a problem getting their Bitcoins, you know, got right on the email there, and they had it fixed within minutes. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, let's go back to Andrew. He's calling from Seattle, and we've been talking about television news. And, Andrew, you're kind of going into a larger commentary on television itself. But then you made a statement about how you believe all the media companies are owned by three people. And I'd like to hear more about that because maybe I misunderstood you.
Yeah, well, my question that I have to ask of the media and the communication at this point in time is that if they weren't all owned by the same interest, now they can't be narrowed down as a company, they can't be narrowed the same interest as far as powerful people, connected people, I would say that then why do they all in the same message? Why is there really no variation in any sort of journalistic expression that we hear on any single one of the media?
Now, the media companies that you're talking about, are you talking about just television, or are you talking about radio?
I'm talking about anything that you see on television, here on the general AM/FM frequencies,
okay,
or read in the newspaper.
So I think there's an answer to your question that is maybe not doesn't have to do with a direct conspiracy to control everything, because, one, the show that you're listening to right now, and I realize you're listening online. How are you listening to Free Talk Live tonight?
I'm listening TuneIn Radio on my Android as I'm driving down the road.
Okay, great. Now, how did you find Free Talk Live on TuneIn?
Well, it's part of the it was playing on the Liberty Radio Network. I have a lot of respect for a guy that also plays that also has a podcast on Liberty Radio, so I like to listen to what else is on the network.
How did you find the Liberty Radio Network? Just trying to get some background here.
Well, I found the Liberty Radio Network through my search for ways to deal with the legal system, and that led me to Mark Stevens.
Okay, great. So let me clarify something for you. Free Talk Live, the show you're listening to now, it does air on LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network. I happen to be the program director of the Liberty Radio Network. So it is my baby, so to speak.
And he's a big fan of Mark Stevens.
I like Mark Stevens. That's why I put him on the Liberty Radio Network. And there are a lot of great shows on LRN.FM. We're also airing on the Genesis Communications Network, which is another network. They've got a much bigger budget than LRN.FM. And Genesis has been around for a long time, doing radio syndication to real radio stations owned by many of these big media companies that you're talking about here. Say, for instance, Clear Channel or Cumulus, two of the largest media radio station owning companies out there, owning hundreds of stations across this this country. So this program, Free Talk Live, is currently being heard on Clear Channel radio stations. On the weekend, we're heard on Cumulus stations and more Clear Channel stations. So
aware of that.
Right. So just to make it clear, if there was some kind of big conspiracy to keep good ideas off the air, then they're failing because we're getting on more stations now with over 100 stations across the country. So I just want to kind of put that one to bed. Now, to answer the question about why reporting's so bad, that's a good question.
Yeah, because it stinks.
And it is bad. So, you know, we gave an example of how bad it was earlier tonight with the report on the new California law that ostensibly bans gay to straight therapy sessions, which didn't actually do that in point of fact. But reporting's really bad. I blame the journalism schools. And of course, you can come back to a conspiracy theory on that one if you want to. But ultimately, these journalists are going to school, and these schools are state-run schools. The schools are teaching these kids, young people, to not question the state. They're telling, you know, I don't know what, I've never been to journalism school, but
they have to know to ask the right questions in order to get the right answers. And currently, very few people know how to ask the right questions. And when they do ask the right questions, it's difficult for them to come off and sound mainstream. They have this, we'll use the conspiracy theory sound to them. I think we're all conspiracy theorists, frankly, and I think that you can just listen to Rush Limbaugh on the air talk about his conspiracy theories in the Democratic Party. So I don't even believe that conspiracy theory is the proper term, but, you know, people will use that terminology. And if somebody sounds conspiratorial and doesn't, they're not able to sound mainstream, then they're not going to get mainstream play.
Well, you know, I think that the term conspiracy theory or conspiracy bus is really a term that is generally used to marginalize people that are just seeking to find answers.
Well, and, no, everybody's seeking.
What I usually ask folks that bring up the term conspiracy theory is, so while you and I are conspiring to come to the same understanding of these ideas here, we can talk about how all of these scenarios are going to work in the future. We got to make decisions. And to make decisions for not just ourselves, but for the direction of society is something that I feel a drastic calling for, if that makes any sense. And it really makes, when people who are just trying to ask the right question get so marginalized by just trying to point out.
Sure, but you have to understand the conspiracy theorist is marginalizing themselves in a lot of ways by coming out and talking about things like chemtrails and lizard people and other things like that that really make them sound like, well, kooks. And so, you know, it's important to ask hard questions, but it's also important to there's a line. So, like in journalism, for instance, if you believe that the government is actually run by a group of aliens that are actually, in point of fact, lizard men who are masquerading as humans, you probably aren't going to get promoted if you do a news piece on that subject.
Not without proof, anyway.
Yeah. So you know, there's a difference between asking hard questions and conspiracy theory, I think.
Oh, completely. And there is a lot of disinformation and wrong questions out there that are just so outrageous that nobody in their right mind would actually take a look and listen to these guys. So, and those are the ones that are unfortunately portrayed.
Well, and I think that I think that in journalism, there's a culture of not asking hard questions.
Before we go on, I want to say something about this conspiracy theory thing. Is if you listen to Rush Limbaugh, listen to one show, 1 hour of Rush Limbaugh, and say, keep on repeating in your mind, conspiracy theorist. And you will hear so much conjecture, so much just sort of postulation. If it doesn't have anything to do with lizard people, but he's always talking about how the Democrats are planning this and planning that and what they came up with and how I know these liberals like I know every naked inch of my glorious naked body or whatever it is that he claims. I mean, he's a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation. Andrew, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. More on this issue of the media, journalism, and why it fails in a moment. Your thoughts are welcome.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control, toll free, bring us anything you want, 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We give them away, and those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. So enjoy it over at freetalklive.com, and know that the features include listening options, wherein you can tune into our live streams, which are in three different size formats. We have 64 kilobit broadband, we've got 32K midband, and 16K narrowband, so it'll fit pretty much any internet connection that you might have. Listen.freetalklive.com will get you tuned in around the clock. Plus, there are radio listening options, over 110 stations on AM and FM across the country, airing the show at various different times throughout the week, from big behemoths like Clear Channel all the way down to mom and pop owned stations. Satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all 7 nights per week, as well as our KU-band free-to-air channel. And in addition, there's our webcam. Normally, I'd tell you about the listen lines, but they've been broken for several days. So I apologize to the folks trying to listen on their phones. The listen lines are down, and we are working on getting that remedied. So I apologize about that. But in the meantime, there are several other listening choices for you.
So I've done another Edgington Post 2 this evening.
What?
For Edgington Post fans.
Wow.
Came in early in order to talk to another individual. And one of this one this evening I did was with Leon Koziold, who is the lead counsel on John Parent versus New York, which is a Supreme Court case, potentially. I guess it's on the docket, and on the docket means they're going to decide if they're going to see it. I'm not exactly certain how it all works, but it's a really great interview, and would be of high interest to people who are interested in specifically father's rights, but parental rights, family law, this kind of thing. It's very interesting. A very interesting interview with Leon Koziold, and you can find it at
soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
Yep, that's right. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here tonight. Now, we had a good question from Andrew that maybe I thought deserved a little bit further discussion, which was about the journalism and the sorry state of it in this country and why it's that way. And I think that part of the answer, besides the fact that maybe they're just failing at journalism school, I don't know, I've never been to it, but besides that, you know, you've got a journalism school run by the state, so obviously it's going to lean in favor of the state. They're not going to teach the kids in a state-run school, in a state-sponsored school, to really go too hard against the state, right? Fair. So there's that. But also, I think that there's just a general, in the American worker's mind, and this is probably due to the government education system as a whole, not just the college, but as a whole, all of government education, is that young people are trained against risk. They are trained that risk is bad and that you could get hurt if you take risks. You could financially lose if you take risks. You could lose your job if you take risks. And risks, bad. Stay away, kids. What you want to do is get a safe job, one that you can have for your whole life. You'll retire at age 65, get on Social Security, and then you'll be able to garden and watch television for the rest of your years. I mean, this is kind of the general pitch, right?
Like, pretty close, yeah.
You know, go through school, kids, go to college, get your degree, get a job, stay in the job for your whole life, get married, have some kids, and then, you know, retire once it's all over and done with. That's sort of what the you know, people are suggested that they do. And in that process, there's nothing that's risky, because that's the accepted way to do things. That's what
I don't think that most people do it that way. Most people move jobs to job to job on a pretty regular basis.
I think that ultimately you don't end up keeping the same job for your whole life. But
I think they're sort of taught that.
That's what I'm saying. That's the pitch. Like, you got to find a good job, and then stick with it, move up through the ranks, and so on and so forth.
And when in fact, you'll probably do better by moving from job to job by using your skill set, you know, selling your skill set to do businesses.
You'll do better by ultimately starting your own business, in my opinion, and leaving the world of the job, because ultimately as a job or as an employee, you're working for someone else in addition to yourself, whereas when you're working at your own business,
there's more risk to running your own business, no doubt.
No kidding! Which is why they don't advocate that in school. No, there's not an entrepreneur's class in government high school, at least not the high schools I went to. They're not encouraging people to be entrepreneurs. They're encouraging people, and John Taylor Gatto, who was the New York State Teacher of the Year, by the way, he came out against the government school system. He has written books about it. One of them is available free on his website, johntaylorgatto.com. In fact, there's a great DVD set that you can click on a banner on our website.
It's called The Ultimate History Lesson.
Yeah, it's like a five-hour-long lecture from this guy. And this dude knows his stuff, and he knows this is the Prussian education model. The system that the school system that we have here in this country is the Prussian model. And this was a model that was designed to create an obedient class of worker drones that are not going to question their status in life. They're not going to question the world around them. They're not going to question the tenets of the system and all of that. They're just going to plug in. They're going to work. They're going to come home. They're going to have a few drinks. They're going to smoke a little pot. They're going to go to sleep, and they're going to go back to work. They're going to do it all again, over and over again, until the day they die. And all the while paying money into the system so bureaucrats can live off of everybody else's
the parasite class
efforts. So that's what they want. They want a class of drones. And the journalists are in the same class, unless they went to some elite school where they're not taught about, you know, not taught the drone lessons, like you got to wait to raise your hand to speak, and if the lights go out, you've got to shut up, and you know, all these rules that surround being at government school. If they weren't in some sort of elite school where they weren't taught these things, then they're drones too. So you've got the news being reported by the average people in this country who are trained to not take risks. And in the world of journalism, asking tough questions is taking a risk. You're taking a risk. Your boss is going to get angry at you because you've upset the police department spokesman, or you upset some politician, and now the politician's, called the editor at the company, and they've said, well, we're not going to give you any more interviews.
This has happened to a friend of ours. He was working at a radio station, and he was tough on the politicians, and the politicians told the station election management is, we'd advertise our campaigns with you, but you got that guy, Gardner Goldsmith, on your station, and we just can't have that.
Yeah, and that's big money, by the way. The campaign ads, these TV stations, radio stations, they look forward to election season because it's like, woo, it's raining cash, because it's just guaranteed money for most of these organizations. But if you upset the politician, they're not going to do business with you. They're not going to give you the press release. You're not going to get the exclusive interview. If you upset the police spokesperson, you're not going to get the news releases from the police. You're not going to get the exclusive interviews with the police. And that's going to make your news organization look like you're not getting the stories. The other organizations that are that are licking the boots of their oppressors are getting the stories. And so there's a
truth isn't that valuable from a monetary sense. Lies are valuable.
Yeah.
It's mostly, in my experience, I was just talking with a friend of mine about this last week, who's a journalism major in print media, which is a dying breed, obviously. And it's journalism, quote-unquote journalism, really seems to be now opinion-based versus fact-based. And it's very difficult to, as you say, get facts versus opinion versus hype, you know, or advertising, some sort of bias. There's very little actual real journalism going on anymore. It's mostly just spin and punditry, and it's impossible to actually get to the bottom of to actually know the influencing sources on your sources of news unless you actually dig and find out, unless you're going through a reputable, quote-unquote, well-established news organization. And even still, you're not sure where the bias lies in what you're doing. So there's certainly what you're talking about, Ian, getting snubbed by going for the factual or saying the controversial or unpopular view.
Or striking the root, asking
right,
tough
exactly.
questions.
Exactly. But there's also, it just doesn't seem to be a lot of room for fact-based reporting in today's journalism markets in news reporting.
And that was the opinion of someone who's in...
Yeah, yeah.
Training right now.
No, has worked for a New England newspaper for almost 20 years now.
I see.
Yeah, that's really been a move away from facts to opinion and punditry.
And, of course, consolidation doesn't help that, where there are only a handful of companies that own a lot of these papers and TV stations and radio stations. That doesn't help diversity on the airwaves. It doesn't help having it more likely that you will have a news crew that's willing to ask tough questions and go after the real story and that sort of thing. So news reporters, they want to keep their jobs. They're not going to rock the boat.
They're new editors, yeah.
Yeah, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-943-5258. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-943-5258. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-943-5258.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free, still time for you if you make the call now. If you don't get in tonight, no big deal. We do it 7 nights a week live. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time is our live hours. If you're hearing us outside of those hours, then you're not hearing us live, and you should make a note if you do want to get on the air to call during those hours, and then you'll be able to hear yourself later. So go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there in various ways. Tonight it's Ian with you.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to help support the show, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. And that is where you'll find various different things to help you get Free Talk Live to more ears. We've got free bumper stickers. You can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to us. We will then stuff it with a bumper sticker for you and send it back to you. Actually, I had somebody send in a couple envelopes, a couple self-addressed stamped envelopes, and actually put a couple bucks in there and asked for some extra bumper stickers.
Nice.
So no problem. So that was really cool. And we also have the LRN.FM bumper stickers here as well. So go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you can get flyers and web graphics and things like that. Now, we've been talking about reporters and the dismal state of reporting in this country and, you know, a variety of different reasons why that is. I blame the government school system for creating risk-averse people who don't understand entrepreneurship. They don't understand the value of taking risk in a business world, because people have been trained to be cautious. They've been trained to, you know, live a life of fear and, oh, we don't want to rock the boat and make sure we get a report very carefully here, and we don't want to upset any of the politicians or police, because then they're not going to come back. And ultimately, those people are really probably not going to get anywhere significant in their careers, because they aren't willing to take the risks that it takes to do that. If you do want to do more than just subsist in the world of media, you'll have to take risk. I mean, that's just, to me, at least, that's my experience. Risk equals reward. Now, risk also can equal, you know, failure.
The only risks that are good to take are the ones that you manage to pull off.
But you have to take risks in the first place to pull the ones off. You've got to take the risks to get the wins, and you might have some losses as well. But ultimately, I think it's worth it.
Yeah,
it beats
risking nothing and gaining nothing.
Well, right. I mean, you'll have a career, but at some point, there's no reason why they won't give you the axe. Like you were talking about, Nemi, the newspaper business is a dying breed.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that people even want to go into it anymore. Good for them. It's certainly a
people want to be journalists, and journalists are not a dying breed.
That's a good point. Journalism isn't going to go away just because newspapers die, and that was the other point I wanted to make here. The real risk takers out there these days are the ones in independent media. These are the ones who are covering Occupy and other protests and, you know, things where the police are and, you know, acting in dangerous manners. They're the ones asking tough questions because they don't have an editor hanging over their head. They don't have some corporate board that is deciding whether or not they should have a job. They're going out there. They're getting their story. If it has spin, whatever. We know that news has spin. That's part and parcel of the business. You accept that when you go into it, or you understand it when you come across it. So they're coming with their reports. We as the consumers get so much of a choice now. Instead of just the local paper and the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, now you've got literally as much as you can possibly handle as far as choices are concerned in the market, as long as you have an internet-connected device. So there's plenty of news to be found out there as long as you aren't necessarily going through the old-school providers. And one of my favorite reporters just so happened to call in here tonight.
Mine too.
He is Derek J., and he is calling from the District of Criminals. Derek J., you're
hey
on
there.
Free
Talk. Hey, everyone.
Hey, Derek.
Well, good to be with you.
Yeah, welcome back to the air. You're calling from, I imagine, the Adam Kokesh, Adam versus the Man studios down there, where you're now working as a consultant and somebody who's working on his comedy thing. But just before you get to what you were calling about, I just wanted to provide you as an example of what we're talking about here. You weren't working.
Well, thank you so much.
You weren't working for anybody except yourself when you were standing in the hallway at the Keene City Council meeting when you had first moved to Keene back in 2011, and you encountered the mayor at the time, Dale Pregent. He didn't know who you were, and so you acted as though you were a reporter, which you are, an independent journalist.
This is
and
true. I was, yeah, except under the First Amendment, if anyone wants to go by that as a reference, yes.
But what did he do? Tell the story.
Well, I was saying that I was new in town, and I was curious what was the story about the arrests. I was saying, what was his opinion about people being arrested for wearing a hat? And when he heard me say the word arrest, he turned right around. I mean, his whole demeanor changed. He was so friendly. I was wearing a little Keene High School hat that I had received from one of the locals. So he just figured I was some high school student.
Right. It wasn't as though you'd ambushed him for the interview. You asked him if you could ask him a question prior to that, and
he said, sure.
He was totally game until he heard the question.
Right. And then he wouldn't speak with me. He turned around, and I asked him as he was leaving, you know, like a few other questions, and he wouldn't respond to any of them.
Yeah, he treated you very rudely.
People can see more about that at victimlesscrimespree.com because it's in the recent documentary.
That's
happy
right.
Anniversary, Nemi, by the
thank
way.
Thank you, sweetie.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited you called in on my anniversary.
So tell me what's going on, man.
It's been a great year of hearing Nemi's perspective, and I just wanted to thank you, Ian, and Mark for making it possible. It's just so great, and I look forward to listening to more in the future.
Okay. Thank you for the kudos. But tell me more about what you're doing. I mean, what's happening down in D.C.? How's the
it is
Adam
so exciting. We just produced the first episode of Adam versus the Man 5.0, 6.0, whatever incarnation it is by now, because he's been on the radio and then TV and now the internet thing. So it's great. We put together a writing staff, crowdsourcing from all over the country, and they're so talented, producing really funny comedic scripts. And so it's 20 minutes. People can watch it on YouTube at Adam versus the Man. I'll also be posting today's episode at freekeen.com.
Excellent.
So people can read more about that at freekeen.com. And I will be posting it later tonight. Right now we're doing a live stream that people can watch on Ustream, the Adam versus the Man channel. So when Free Talk Live is over, watch us talking about the debates.
Oh, very cool. So you are actually going to be providing some commentary, because Adam's doing he's doing a daily podcast now, and he's doing it live on Ustream while it's recorded, and then he's putting it out on podcast form. And I see that you have kind of joined the on-air crew.
That's right, yeah. For a little while, Adam asked me to be on the show. And I was recommending that he get a female voice, so I'm hoping that
sure.
some of the listeners out there who have a dream to be in radio, if you're in the D.C. area, you know, definitely try out, because I want to focus more on this newscast, which is a real passion of mine. It's like a comedy show that presents the daily news, and it's from sort of the libertarian anarchist perspective. So I think there's going to be a lot for everyone to enjoy.
I think that's fantastic. Congratulations,
Derek. I think anarchists are people who dress in black and throw Molotov cocktails.
Thanks, Mark.
I think that I want to hold your feet to the flames here, Derek J. You had mentioned on, I think on the air at some point, that you were going to be producing your own newscast. You used to do Free Agents Radio News, and you were talking about bringing like a peaceful news of some sort. What was the idea there?
That's Peace News Now.
Peace News Now.
And, you know, I've been so busy focusing on putting together the news show that has really taken a back seat. But I have the studio all set up to do it. I took a practice test today, and so it is moving forward, but it's slower than I previously had liked. But folks can look forward to that definitely within the month.
Awesome. I know I'm looking forward to it because, in my opinion, the Liberty Movement really needs to have a regular newscast. I think that, of course, you know, I'm a radio guy, so I think these things. But we had it for a little while with the Free Agents Radio News, and it was all you, Derek J. I mean, there was nobody else that was really on board. You were the one who was really, you were powering through it, you know, writing the script every single day. And it is not easy. I mean, you're probably looking at least an hour's worth of work to do a five-minute newscast. And that's, you know, if you do the bare minimum. Of work to put it together.
Yeah, it usually took me well over an hour, though.
Yeah, and that's even after you get a system down. So I think that it's valuable. I think that, you know, it's cool for us to sit here for 3 hours a night and blather about issues and talk, you know, kind of get into the deep nitty-gritty of how Liberty works, but we don't really get to cover news. I mean, this now and then we'll hit some stories here and there. Some shows have more than others, but Free Talk Live isn't a news show. Adam versus the Man, you know, the two-hour show, it's also a news and commentary.
Yeah.
Right, we're commentary as well, but when you're doing that five-minute news block, you don't really have time for commentary. You've got to get the news in there, and that's pretty much it. And news that
that's
is
right.
interesting to
there's
people
a
with a Liberty-oriented perspective.
Yes, and there's a lot of trimming that goes into it, and I try and pack as much as possible into every episode so that listeners get the maximum value possible. So I look forward to doing more of that in the future.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, yeah, when it's
5 minutes.
When it's happening, please come on the air with us again. Let's announce it. Let's get it out there.
LiveFreeOrDance.com.
Well, I want you to come on the air, too, and we'll talk about it there. But, yeah, that's your blog, by the way. LiveFreeOrDance.com is where you can get more of Derek J. Great to hear from you, man. Be safe down there, okay?
Good to hear
Love you,
guys.
Derek.
See you soon.
Bye.
All right. Yep. So we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com. Thanks, Nanny.
Thank you, Ian. And Mark.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.